Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, coming off a bye week, I'm sure that a lot of the football players and even you, the coaches, got a well-deserved time off. Just kind of focus on yourselves, look like.
Yes, it was well-needed. Coming off the Berry Hill game, which is a tough physical game, I was really happy with the bye week falling after the Berry Hill game because it gave our kids time to get mentally right and also get physically right. You know, any little bruises, little boo-boos, anything like that, you know, they had more than enough time this last week to get healed up. And, you know, we took the weekend off. Typically, we work on the weekends with the coaches and players. So it was finally got a weekend off, and I think the kids enjoyed it. I know the coaches did, and it gave us all time to get our mind right as far as going into the rest of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Doggers really haven't had much injuries to talk about, but it seemed like now coming off this bye week, they can all get that extra week of rest and get ready to go for the rest of the year.
Yes, we practice physically. We we go full pads quite a bit, and we do physical-type practices. So our kids are pushed every day mentally and physically. And so that 5 weeks helped, you know, we could shorten practice a little bit, maybe not be quite as physical, to let our kids get their legs back underneath them. Whereas this week we get back into our weekly routine where we're doing more full pads, longer practices, more physical-type practices. But after today's practice, our kids were flying around. You know, they had plenty of energy, had their legs underneath them. So it helps having that bye week, fixing all the little leg issues.
Coach, getting back to action this Friday, it's homecoming. Should be a great crowd. And Dewey hosts Tulsa Webster, a team that the Doggers had a chance to win last year but fell a little bit short late in the fourth quarter. They come in with a mark of 3-3, but they've lost three straight. That record doesn't indicate how good this football team can really be.
Webster has some great athletes across the board. You know, on offense, they have a really good quarterback who can not only throw it, he's also got really good scrambling abilities, can run the ball very well as well. As far as the receivers, they have a receiver who's about 6 foot, 175, and he's definitely a deep threat, has great hands. And they also have a running back, a little scat back type kid. He's not real tall, but he's shifty side to side. He's got some lateral quickness. So they have athletes across the board that we got to be prepared to deal with. You know, that usually it's just one or two kids you got to take out of an offense. Well, they got them at receiver, running back, quarterback. So we have to do a great job of containing their skill kids and rallying to the football and making tackles. A lot of those same kids play on the defensive side of the ball for Webster as well. So their secondary is really good. Their linebackers are really good because they have speed at both levels, at linebacker and secondary. So we're going to have our work cut out for us, you know, stopping the athletes in space, containing them, not letting them get started going full speed. So their record does not indicate anything about those guys. If you let them get rolling, let them get some momentum, it can be a long night for you because they got some guys that can get loose.
Yeah, just looking at what they've done the last three games, yeah, they've lost three in a row, including Sperry and then at Manford, and then just recently against Berry Hill, 42-0. But like you said, both sides of the football for Dewey, it's going to be a big test for them.
Yes, it'll be a huge test for our offensive line and defensive line. You know, they're going to run a 4-3 just like us. You know, we're very similar what we do defensively. So winning that line of scrimmage battle is going to be huge for Dewey on both sides, not only on the defensive line side, but on the offensive line side. So they have some big kids that are up front that are athletic that we got to be able to get our hands on and get some good blocks on and get them drove. So, you know, it's going to be a great test for the Dewey Bulldoggers across all aspects of the game, O-line, D-line, skill guys, you know, special teams as well. So we're definitely have our work cut out for us. You know, again, they're loaded with athletes, and we got to do a great job of containing them.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers against Tulsa Webster.
Thank you. I appreciate it.